Dear friends, before I continue last week's program, I need to urge you to go to www.final-call.us after the broadcast, in case you haven't been there, to research what is happening to the King James Bible and all subsequent miscellaneous versions, such as the New International Version, etc. The changes include all related books, helpers to understand the scriptures, the concordance, notes in the Bible, lexical aids, etc., etc. This also includes spoken Bibles, keychain Bibles, digital Bibles. In other words, the original version is unavailable anywhere. This information is not shared from preachers who may not have heard about it. If they are aware, they resort to excuses why that cannot be true. Since the change is provable by going into your own Bibles, no matter when they were printed, you'll find it is a fact. This development is also prophesied in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." The reason for that is that the word has become unreliable. Unless a preacher has memorized the 1,100 plus or minus pages of the original Bible, he risks teaching false doctrine. What that means, time is getting short. Jesus said he's coming when it is darkest spiritually. Many Christians have pinned their hopes on the new president-elect, claiming that God has given us more time before Jesus returns. When asked in an interview after the election was final about Hillary's future, the president-elect stated that he doesn't wish to hurt the Clintons. They are nice people. Same-sex marriages are okay, and the wall became a fence. So friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be included in the coming rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It'll be available on the Cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas-radio.com. Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for all our sins, to assure us that we can depend on the fact that he paid the penalty for all sins. His last words before he died on the cross were, "It is finished." Father God, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness of my sins. I repent of them so I can become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher and my connection to you, Father God. I know that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me on the inside and assure that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23, verse 6. Remember, God is allowing this to happen. Committed believers are researching and sharing what we need to be aware of. There's still plenty of reliable scripture to learn from. That is the reason for this program. John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Don't forget, it's on radio, on cephas-radio.com, cephasradio.com. Last week, I discussed all the illogical behavior in the Middle East with the two absurd ingredients in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that were made in New York rather than in the Middle East, and the fact that everyone needs to take risks for peace were addressed over and over, but nothing was done. Damage done toward the peace of the UN due to inaction was unforgivable. The internationalization of Jerusalem was never enforced, which was to include East and West Jerusalem and Bethlehem. I went to Israel in 2006 and 2007 with a group of Christians. Of course, we wanted to see the very spot where Jesus was born, in Bethlehem. Our Jewish guide told us that she could not go with us and that we would have to board a Palestinian bus to get there. My partner in ministry at the time approached a Palestinian for information about the goings-on. The Palestinian replied that under no circumstances could he share anything. He would face punishment, and he claimed that he was under surveillance. Israelis are very meticulous about visitors from all over the world and keep hotels, food, streets, landscapes, flowers, and transportation as inviting as possible. To come into Palestine was shocking. The streets were littered with trash and buildings had graffiti everywhere. The bus we traveled in felt unreliable. There's something very special about Israel and unexplainable. The whole group felt the same way about it. We wanted to stay because it was so peaceful in spite of watching Israeli children go to school with a rifle over their shoulders. For believers in Christ Jesus, think about life without Israel. Would you be believing the gospel? Israel, a Middle Eastern country in the Mediterranean, on the Mediterranean Sea, is regarded by Jews, Christians, and Muslims as a biblical holy land. Its most sacred sites are in Jerusalem. Within its old city, the Temple Mount complex includes the Dome of the Rock Shrine, the historic Western Walls, the Mosque, and the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. To get an idea how small Israel is, New Jersey, the fifth smallest U.S. state, is best likeness. It covers about 7,800 square miles. Between 8 and 9 million people inhabit Israel today. Why all this emphasis on Israel all these years? An Old Testament prophet stated this verse relating to God's message to him. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. Why was that? In 30 AD, Jesus began his ministry healing people of incurable diseases and raising Lazarus and others from the dead. He gained a large following. Romans occupied Israel at the time. Romans were worried that Jesus would gain too much power, not realizing that Jesus and God were one. Jesus said, "If you see me, you see God." Jesus knew what was going to happen, that one of his apostles would betray him and cause his incarceration and eventual crucifixion. In Luke chapter 22, verse 11 through 19, the upper room was described prophetically. "And ye shall say unto the good man of the house, the master says unto thee, where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished, and there make ready." And they went and found as he had said unto them. They made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, "With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Have you noticed that our mind's memory works by association? For example, my mother was fastidious about making beds, which was an emotional issue for me growing up. Today, some 80 years later, I think about my mother when I make my bed every day. Jesus associated his body and blood with our meals to remember him by and what he did for us. Jesus tied the memory of his body and blood to the apostles' meals. Time is up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary at livelyhope.co. We are dissolving our ministry and liquidating all the material we have collected over 25 years at a 90% discount. Books, original DVDs, CDs, etc. at cephas-thrift-shop.com. CEPHAS. Thrift Shop. Join our monthly newsletters about developments in church, social issues, and Israel free at go-cephas.com. Cephas is C-E-P-H-A-S. Till next time, we thank you for listening. God bless you so long. Rita Williams at cephasministry.com.